Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamma. Today is Friday, July 17th, 2015, and with me today I have Dave Hamilton. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing really well, Jeff. Thanks for having me, man.
It's really good to have you here. And Brian Chaffin, I hope you're doing well, too.
I am. Thanks for having me, too.
It's awesome to have you here. I love it when the three of us get together because you guys always do a great job of entertaining me with just really cool stuff.
You should see me juggle.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, we have a sponsor this week, and that sponsor would be Harry's, the awesome razor company. I'm pretty excited about that. We'll be talking about them soon. But before we do that, I want to take a look at these new ads that Apple has released, Apple Watch ads. Now, the backstory leading up to why I want to talk about this today is that we have talked on the show before about how there just seems to be kind of a radio silence from Apple as far as marketing for Apple Watch. And then all of a sudden we get these four ads. And Brian, you wrote them up. What did you think about them?
Well, I really liked the two travel ones. It kind of made me think. So, well, there's one called Beijing and there's one called Berlin. And in the Berlin one, two Chinese tourists are doing the touristy thing in Berlin, and you know they use their Apple Watch to ask someone something in German, to get directions, find a clinic. A couple other
get
things
out of a bad dance date thing.
Was that one? I couldn't remember which one that one was in, but that was actually one of my favorite moments. The when she got a hand drawn SOS from her friend.
Yeah, that might actually be from the German people.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. But the one called Beijing. It's essentially the same thing, but some slightly different scenarios. And what I liked about it is that, you know, I was just complaining about Apple Watch not having that killer functionality that we didn't know we needed until we had it. And while I don't think this suddenly, you know, bestows killer functionality to this device, it certainly was putting the Apple Watch in a use case that I personally hadn't thought about before.
Okay.
And I just thought it was really interesting. It really showed the Apple Watch being interesting in a way that was not just as a fitness tracker, which is kind of what a lot of Apple's advertising is focused on so far.
Yeah, I liked that these ads showed Apple Watch in a similar way that we've seen the iPhone and the iPad in ads before, where it's part of our normal life and, you know, just the things people do, as opposed to this is your new fitness tracker. It was just, this is part of who you are. And I like that. My favorite bit out of all the ads, and I preferred the two that are your favorite, Brian, overall. Mm-hmm. But in one of the other ads, there's it's like a family sort of thing. And so you see how these brand new parents are using their Apple Watch to share information about the birth with other people. And then at the end of the commercial, there's a toddler with crayons. And he's seen everyone drawing on their Apple Watches and takes crayons and draws on the face of the Apple Watch. And for some reason, just watching the little kid color on an Apple Watch was the best bit out of all the ads for me.
Yeah, fair enough. I kind of thought that the use case of Apple Watch as a birthing assistant tool, I thought that was a bit of a stretch. That was not my favorite of the commercials.
No.
That's not listed in the activities. In the app, I guess that would be just other.
Well, I mean,
to be fair, Dave, the health tracking has the lead up to that.
It has the lead up to it, but it does not have the actual the process of birthing, which actually would be a very interesting thing to track. And you could do it. You could track it with other. And I realize now we're way off on a tangent here, but But it would be interesting, right? I mean, I just like I use the other thing to track when I'm playing the drums, and I get extremely interesting and valuable data out of that. So,
yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
The fourth commercial was actually another fitness related one, right? But what I liked about it was that it showed people struggling.
Yes. Yeah, I loved the I believe it was a woman doing yoga poses. Trying to do yoga poses, and then she's trying to check her watch at the same time, which I thought was kind of funny because that's exactly what someone would do if they're using their watch for that sort of activity.
Yeah.
That is one of the issues with the watch and using it for activities like that is there are occasions where you'll wind up looking at your watch when you probably shouldn't. And I've done it on stage. You know, the watch, I look down and it's showing my heartbeat to me. And it's like, hey, you know what? Mid-set, this is not a good distraction to have. But no. It's cool information after the fact. So, you know, it's just that kind of thing.
So I definitely like all the spots. More importantly, I like seeing some new Apple Watch advertising. We haven't. John wrote about the fact that Apple has sort of, you know, stopped advertising once the thing became available, which was weird. And so, you know, it's good to see Apple pumping this thing up. And I certainly like seeing some use cases that I personally hadn't considered for the device. It's good stuff.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
And on the fitness ad, it didn't feel like a fitness push to me because the other fitness things we've seen, it's been, you know, the people that are in like incredible shape and they're out running and
well, they did have the one one with normal folks, like the woman who stood up while she was working. Because it's time to stand up. But that was just one of the ads. Most of the fitness ads have definitely been what you just said.
Yeah, but this ad, it was normal people. And the message that I got from that was that if you're going to use your Apple Watch for fitness tracking, you don't have to be in top physical shape. This is for the average person. And I thought that was a good message. So anyhow, yeah, I was glad to see some ads coming out, and overall, I think they're pretty good. Yeah.
Well, it's good. It's part of this relaunch that Apple needs to do with the watch, right? That they FUBAR'd the initial one, I think, or they in the sense that they invited people to the store to try something on and test something out that they could not buy or even really order while they were in the store. I think in retrospect, an ill-informed decision. But now they're better informed, right? And there's nothing wrong. It doesn't mean that, oh my God, they screwed up the first launch. Even if you, let's say you agree with me that they screwed up the first launch of the watch. Even if they did, there's nothing in the rules of the universe that says, oh, that's it. They can never recover from this. That's stupid. Companies do this all the time. We've seen, you know, soft launches months before grand openings. We've seen re-grand openings of businesses. And sure, at the time, we might snicker and chuckle. But then 10 years down the road, it's like, hey, man, you know what? That actually kind of worked. So, it's good to see them. They didn't give up just because some people said, hey, look, the watch launch failed. You know,
well, it's like, so early.
It's so, well, that's the thing is it's right. It's
yeah, I've been critical. I've been critical in particular of this notion of this pet notion of mine that this device doesn't have a killer functionality, but I have no doubt that it'll come.
Right.
And I mean, you know, Apple is not giving up on this product, and it's going to rock, and it's not going to descend into some sort of vague hobby like the Apple TV. I've seen, you know, the people that are saying that sort of thing are the people who have wanted this thing to fail all along.
Of course, right,
sure.
Right, and that's okay. It's fine. It's you know, it's just how it works. It's all good. It's all good.
And my guess is that we will now start to see. I'll call it a steady stream, not a fast stream, but a consistent steady stream of Apple Watch ads coming out, building up to what what you called, Dave, the second relaunch or the relaunch of
the
Apple
relaunch
One, when watchOS 2 comes out.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, clearly they're doing some of this now, and the timing is not accidental, right? The watch is now far more available for, you know, what I'll call an impulse purchase, where you can just go and buy it and walk away with one, right? You know, yep. It's more available for that. But I think there's a great opportunity for that relaunch kind of thing when, like you said, watchOS 2 comes out. And it makes sense. I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, like, I mean, look at what they did with the iPhone. Yes, the iPhone was a great success initially, but when the App Store came out, man, it was like, it really was a whole new device.
Yeah, it was like a relaunch.
Functionality. Yeah, it was a relaunch. There you go.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So I mentioned we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Harry's, the razor company, which I think is pretty cool. It's I don't think it's any secret to my listeners that I'm kind of picky about my shaving tools. So for me to be pretty happy with Harry's is saying a lot. I love the quality of the blades. I love that they own their own factory, so they have complete control over the quality of the blades that they make, and it shows. I also love that they get that we shouldn't have to deal with what is akin to highway robbery just to be able to shave. So you can pick up their blades, like a whole kit, the Truman kit. That's the one that I have to get started with. The handle, a few blades, and your shaving cream or lotion, $15. And then when you need to get replacement cartridge blades, it's super cheap for that as well. Like, I can pick up a whole pack of Harry's blades for less than I'm going to pay for a couple of blades from a store, like the grocery store.
And and those blades last forever.
They do.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that goes back to they have the factory and they control the quality. They bought a blade factory in Germany just so that they could make the best blades that they possibly could. And I think that's absolutely awesome. So not only do the blades cost less, but they last longer than what you're going to get for other products at the grocery store or drugstore. So I love that. Now, I mentioned that I have the Truman kit, which I absolutely love. It cost me $15, but it costs you less because the people at Harry's love us and they gave us a discount code, TDO. So what you need to do is go to their website, harrys.com, that's HARRYS.com, and pick out your starter kit and then use the discount code TDO and get your kit for $10 delivered to your door without having to pay any shipping. And then if you're someone that needs to make sure that you're getting your supplies on a regular basis, no problem. They can set you up with a subscription plan, so you're just getting stuff sent out at regular intervals. Or just go and order on their site when you need refills, just whenever. It's a great setup, really great products. And I'm so glad they're sponsoring us. So head over to their website, harrys.com. Use the discount code TDO and get yourself blades for an awesome shave so you can look as great as I do. And now we have the big news. The Apple IIgs finally got a software update. It took only 22 years.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this one.
So have I
think QA testing took quite a while on this one, is what it was.
Understandable. Yeah. They really wanted to make sure that the HFS problem was taken care of so we wouldn't have to worry about file corruption.
Well, and that, and you know, I mean, their resources are not unlimited, Jeff. They've been working on a few other projects that frankly have gotten them distracted from the Apple II, and so now, you know, finally we see a 2GS update. Actually, that's not true. It's not. Well, it's not from the Apple we know. It's from APPLE, right?
Yes, and that's a group that has been they're champions of old software and hardware, and it's so cool because what they did is they took it upon themselves to write a software update for GS OS, which ended at 6.0.1 22 years ago, and they released 6.0.2 just a few days ago. So they fixed all these long-standing problems with the operating system and added in some new things, like the Ethernet AppleTalk card that Apple was developing has support for that now.
Good news. I don't know where you'd get one of those, but good news.
I don't know either, because Apple didn't actually ship them.
Of course, I don't know where you'd get a 2GS either. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you'd go to eBay, I suppose that's one place, or your attic.
Or your attic, yeah. Yeah, I still have my WAS edition 2GS tucked away, and now I'm thinking I need to pull it out and do my software updates so my operating system is up to date again.
See, I hate you. I still hate you. Whatever it would have been, maybe 15-year-old me really hates you. And Adam, because you guys both have not only 2GSs but WAS edition 2GSs. I had an Apple IIc, which was awesome. Don't get me wrong. But when the GS was announced, I lusted after it and could never really figure out the money at the time to get one. And I had a couple of like leads on, you know, a deal here or there, but they never panned out. And clearly this is still an issue for me. So I hate you. And I hate you for inviting me on this show to talk about this. Although maybe it's good. Maybe it's good to finally get it all out.
Yeah, you can work through this. And I still love you so much so that if you want to come over and play with my GS sometime, you are welcome.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is I'm glad I don't still have my Apple IIc. Because it's just like I don't need that kind of stuff around anymore. I just wished that I had the GS when I wanted the GS. That's all.
Yeah, no, I understand. I was very enough. Lucky to get it.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. I think it's fantastic that we've got this update, and it's fascinating to me that this product, this ancient, I mean, in computer terms, this truly is ancient.
And it has
enough fans today to do this, that those fans could get together and do this. It's just awesome.
Is anyone doing this for, say, you know, the PC XT?
I don't know. I mean, PC the internet's AT? A big place, so
yeah.
It's possible, but I certainly haven't seen anything.
Right.
Yeah, but for the Apple II, for the 2GS, for the message pad,
yeah,
there are strong followings for all of these products still.
Still. That says something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really
it
does.
It really does. This is just like the funnest story.
Well, I just love
ever.
that I can say that I wrote the most recent article about the 2GS on Mac Observer.
It's true. You've actually...
Might have written the only.
This right? is the only. This is the first. This is the first 2GS software update that we've covered in 16 years of.
It doesn't sound like
a program of publishing.
It doesn't sound like it will be our last, at least, unless we make a decision not to post the next one. But it sounds like this Apple group, APPLE group, is working on the 6.03 update to fix a couple of other things and add some features as well. So
yes, they are. So I'll be watching for that. Great. One more computer that I have to keep track of for software updates. Yeah,
that's what we need. But that there's a theme to this show, right? You know, Apple doing things right. And that's a, you know, that's a good thing. They're showing people how to use the watch and make it part of their lives. And clearly the Apple IIgs and the whole Apple II series became part of people's lives because people still care about it, even when there's no good reason to. But there's no practical reason to. There's a good reason to. It's just not practical.
There you go. Yeah, it's just not practical. Hey, we're out of time. So, Dave, thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure. It's been fun. It's been a while since I've been on the show, so thanks for having me.
Yeah, it has been a while, so I'm glad that you're back around so that I could rip you in today.
Same.
And Brian, thank you for being around today also. It's always great to have you on the show.
Thank you, man.
And listeners, thank you for joining us again this week. Head over to the iTunes store and rate the show, because I love your feedback, and I also love that it makes it easier for other people to find us when they go hunting for new podcasts. Also, I want to know if you have an Apple IIgs. So shoot me an email at observations@macobserver.com, or hit me up on Twitter, TMO Daily, or leave some comments in the show notes. I'm curious how many of us still have GSs and how many of them work. And hey, Harry's, thank you for being our sponsor this week. Head over to their website, harrys.com. Use the discount code TDO and get yourself an awesome shaving kit for only $10. Hey, we'll see everyone again next week.